From Southwark News for March the 7th, legendary Ratty clan could still be in business, says grandson, by Iofi Moriarty. Pulling up with a license plate exclaiming Ratty, Peter Jarvis is instantly recognisable as a member of a legendary Camberwell clan. The Jarvis family, whose figurehead was grandfather John Ratty Jarvis, have been in the rat-catching business since the 1700s, which is why Peter, who ended his own rat-catching career aged 15, was thrilled to see a feature on his grandfather in last week's edition of Southwark News. He was taught the tricks of the trade by John Jarvis Sr. from an early age, venturing out on rat-catching expeditions when he was only 3 years old. On Saturdays and Sundays, he used to do the piano factories. He would take me there and make me crawl amongst the pianos so the rats would run out and he would be at the other end with the dogs. If that isn't child abuse, then I don't know what is. Nowadays, you could imagine. His grandfather employed all kinds of methods to kill the pests, Peter recalls, including a .22 rifle, wired hair fox terriers, traps, and smoking them out with poisonous gases. It was a big family affair. The smoke would go down and fill the burrows up, the rats would run out, and the dogs would get them. Because the rats were so abundant, the council actually paid him half a crown per rat head. That's 12.5 pence today. That was a fortune. He was a very, very wealthy man. One of Peter's earliest memories is helping his grandfather and father, John Jarvis Jr., to catch rats at Hayes Wharf Docks near Tooley Street. As big and strong and ugly and tough as those dockers were, when they got to the bottom pallets, they wouldn't go down there, and my dad would be called in because they knew the place would be running alive with rats. You knew that the rats would be underneath the bottom box. Soon as you lifted it up, the rats would scatter about. Now, I think I'd be terrified, but it was just an everyday event. But despite having seemingly limitless rat-catching resources, it could still prove a hazardous occupation for the Jarvis clan. I can remember being bitten on a regular basis. I've still got the scar now. I lost the top of my finger there, and that had to be sewn back on again. But all I got was a clump around the head because I didn't pick the rat up properly, and it turned on me. Although Peter has not entered into the rat-catching business himself, he is hopeful there will still be someone left to carry on the family's unusual legacy. Unfortunately, I am the last Jarvis standing. I've got two daughters, so we've got no one to carry on the Jarvis name, which is quite sad. I've got two lovely granddaughters. One is named Lily, and one is only 2 weeks old, named Ella. And who's to say they won't be rat catchers when they grow older? I don't know. Wouldn't that be great?